government of Zimbabwe contended for sovereign immunity as regards the enforcement of an award and set of awards made by the Southern African Development Community Tribunal against it. It said that these were unenforceable and that a judgment of the High Court of South Africa recognizing the awards was invalid. The argument was conducted over the full course of the day, and the Government of Zimbabwe legal team was questioned very closely by the court on what basis there could be any claim for sovereign immunity when Zimbabwe had consented to the jurisdiction of the tribunal. Judgment is probably to be expected in a month or so.
Now, as you pointed out, if we look at those parts of Zimbabwe's appeal, how can this change the factors for your case?
Well, of course, one can't anticipate what the judges themselves will rule. But what I can say is that they questioned very closely the proposition by the government of Zimbabwe that it had not upfront, on signature of the SADC treaty, agreed to the mechanism whereby the awards of the tribunal would be enforceable against it in every country. The line of questioning indicated a view that right at the outset by Zimbabwe acceding to or becoming a member of the community and ratifying the treaty through its legislature, it had agreed in advance to the very mechanism against which it has belatedly complained.
The SADC tribunal itself has been disbanded at the current moment. Will this have any bearing to this ruling?
Well, the interesting thing is that by virtue of the disbandment of the tribunal by the summit, the affected black and white farmers from Zimbabwe have taken the litigation to a higher level. They've instituted proceedings before the African Commission as the referral body to the African Court, saying that the very act to which South Africa and other SADC countries is a party with Zimbabwe of disbanding the tribunal is in breach of the treaty obligations of the SADC countries. That matter is now pending before the African Commission, and if it agrees that a basic case is made out, it would be then required of it to refer it up to the African Court. So the short answer is the attempt by the government of Zimbabwe to appeal against the recognition of the SADC order in South Africa won't affect that. What it will mean is, if it fails, it will mean that the order of the South African High Court stands, and it means that any presidential jet on a state visit to the main shopping centers of Johannesburg or any property of the government of Zimbabwe in South Africa will be attachable to be sold to pay for the costs of the Zimbabwean farmers incurred before the SADC